autobiographical essay. Lost what to write this essay about, I traveled through the notes I've created over the years, many of them long forgotten. One catches my attention, one that I crowded out with the memories of the time when it was written. Pep talk to a girl who wants to be everything and feels like she's nothing. January 21st, 2021. I worked in advertising and lived in Hamburg at the time, home to my last boyfriend, now alone, 6 short hours of daylight a day. Home office internship in advertising. Germany caught in what we call the November lockdown, a shutdown supposed to last 1 month that continued for 7. This whole lockdown situation makes me feel like my life is more or less over. Moreover, as if it's wasted. Bad decisions, too many no's, too plenty wrong yeses. But gosh, I did have a great life until now. I'm somehow telling myself I'm on the right path. If only I felt it. The girl who recited a poem of her own writing at the United States President's inauguration today was 22. Is 22. When I was 22, I haven't been in 3 years and 4 months now, I was a writer. I wanted to be a journalist and I was on track to become this person until I stopped writing. Writing and podcasting just when it became a thing. Just when I had finished my thesis on how podcast is the ultimate medium of the future. I had a few months to savor the fruit of pieces previously created without producing anything new. And when it was time to do so, I didn't. Maybe I was scared. It had been so long, I didn't feel like I was still good enough. But most probably, I was just too busy. Busy making other plans. I got lost and falling in love with life and everything it holds for a privileged young woman in the 21st century. Running away from commitment and always believing I still was that 18-year-old girl with the world at her feet who could become anything she wanted and be great at it. Every day anew. Now I'm 25. And while the world is fighting a pandemic, I am fighting my demons. It's been almost 11 months since I've turned these thoughts into words. Some demons still haunt me, but I learned that while I will always let my inner child play, it's about time to tackle my future. When I was 22, on a plane from New York City, the place of my first heartbeat, my first steps and first word, I was asked if I was a writer. My heart flickered with that feeling off. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do, becoming who I am supposed to become. The next time that happened was when I began to teach yoga. So here I am writing something other than a journal entry, university paper, or birthday card for the first time in years. Why? I guess I got lost. Lost believing that I could be anything. I could try everything because I am young, I am smart, and I have time. But now, stuck in a lockdown, in a city that is not nor feels like mine, after hours and days of staring at my computer, I daydream, twilight dream, of all the things I still want to be. Want to do, the things I will not let become the ones that got away. Realizing for the first time, I don't have the benefit of innocent youth anymore. Yes, I am young. But there are younger ones, wilder ones, smarter and sassier and more inexperienced, but thereby more exciting ones. And as I am definitely, obviously, not the next one in line for the altar and multiple pregnancies to keep me busy. I guess it's just time to get myself back busy in putting myself out there, to making myself proud. 11 months later, I have tackled my dreams. I move back to the city that I crowned home, and lockdown or not, I feel that spark again. That spark that inspires me to explore and learn and discover. I am 4 sweet years wiser, stronger, smarter. Whatever the dream, it can grow. It will emancipate and become fluid. Yesterday, I wanted the world. Today, I learn how to challenge it. Keep pushing, keep dreaming, keep growing. Thank you.